I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Great to be down here at this spectacular venue. This Buffalo waterfront has been transformed from such an eyesore. It was a pollution dump. It was just something that, you know, really mocked all of us here in Western New York when I was growing up as a place that had no possibilities. And to come down here as governor and continue making investments, $11 million to this Wilkinson's Point renovation is just extraordinary. There's so many more activities here. There's going to be restaurants and nice restroom amenities and, you know, playing golf out there, park golf, and all the kayaking and the boat rentals and the bike rentals that are available down here. It's really, really spectacular. So I just want to say, if you have not been down here in a long time, race down here and you will not be disappointed. So I'm just really proud to be here for this opening.
All right, we'll start with on-topic questions.
Governor Hochul, is there more to be done when we talk about engaging our youth in our outside facilities? I mean, upgrading them is a start, right? But just a few weeks ago, there was a shooting involving multiple young people just down the road at Canal Side. How do we address violence?
You know, absolutely. And it's something we've taken very serious note of. We've been working on this for a long time. A lot of it has to do with youth clubhouses as well. A place that kids can gather with their peers after school in the summer times, where there's, you know, some adult supervision, but it's not oppressive, so kids will feel they can gather there and be themselves. And so it's all about structured activities, you know, getting them into, you know, police athletic league baseball games and, you know, getting them into swim lessons and classes. So that's why I'm making major investments in swimming pools and outdoor activities and parks, so young people feel that there is a place for them to go, meet their friends down here, take a walk, buy a hot dog, have an ice cream cone, and that's much more positive and healthier for them overall. So there's a lot more to be done, but this is a start.
Any other on-topics? All right, we'll move to off-topic, Brayton.
Governor Lynn, earlier this week you announced $200 million additional funding for all electric school buses as part of your push. How does this add into what you've already pushed for with the transition to all electric buses?
No, it's really important. We're making investments, actually $200 million, but cumulatively, it's about $500 million because we know this is a burden for school districts. It'll cost more. But ultimately, you know, when a child is standing at the bus stop and ingesting diesel fumes, it is not healthy. So as a mom, this is important to me as well, to have this transition complete as soon as possible. Obviously, there's been extensions granted because we have to make sure that, you know, that we can have more charging stations, et cetera. But I admire all the school districts that have stepped up, said we're committed, and we're going to get everybody on board.
To follow up with that real quick, there are some districts in the state, and a couple here in Western New York, that are saying that maybe the process is moving a little faster than they can keep up with, and that the costs just to implement the materials and the resources to be able to go all electric maybe a bit more expensive than they originally thought. What's your message to
you know, I will tell you, with all the electrification mandates that are in place now, and many of them back to 2019, I will say one thing. I have been very accommodating in helping people meet those deadlines and understanding that there have been cost pressures that didn't exist at the time. And, you know, whether it was the supply chain disruptions during the pandemic, whether it was inflation that continues to go up, and now, you know, the costs of steel and aluminum are going up because of the Trump tax tariffs. And let's acknowledge those additional costs because everything's going up. So we're just letting people know that we want them to meet those goals, but we're also being real common sense about what's in the realm of reality.
One more, Channel 7.
Governor, you talked about the distraction-free schools, and we have that deadline of August 1st for the districts to get those plans in. Where are we with that progress right now?
I think about 100 schools have submitted them already. I've been making the rounds. I was just on Long Island in New York City and upstate New York, talking to schools to follow basically a model. If they've not come up with their own, we've presented that to them. It's not complicated. It's just about how they want to manage the storage of the cell phones. There's everything from yonder pouches, which some schools have, to just, you know, building shelves or having a rack, like a shoe rack, that the kids can put their cell phone in. So we're leaving that up. Also, the disciplinary process, we want to make sure that we, you know, allow the school districts to make accommodations where they need to. So this summer is all about educating the parents. It's time to start telling your children that Start getting used to a couple hours a day without your cell phone and start weaning them. That's the best thing you can do for your child, because I will tell you, every school district that has taken the leap and gone forward against a lot of adversity and uncertainty, they look back and say, we never should have allowed cell phones in the first place. And this next generation of kids that will never have known you could have them in school will be far healthier, more connected to other people, smarter because they're paying attention in classroom. So I stand here and tell you the transition is going to be challenging and hard, but well worth it. Absolutely well worth it, based on all the people I've talked to who've been through this process already, including the young people. Students have told me that they're so much happier in school, just hanging out with their friends again, talking, laughing, instead of the enormous pressure they're under to just be on their digital device all day long.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.